In Iraq, an offensive to retake the ISIS-held city of Mosul has been going on for a month. Iraqi forces, with help from allies, including the U.S., have entered the city after pushing through its rural outskirts. As NPR's Alice Fordham reports, things, for now, have slowed down.
In a makeshift army base a few miles from Mosul's front lines, Iraqi soldiers are unloading defused mortar shells from a truck. They're adding them to a display of weapons captured from ISIS and posing for triumphant photos in front of them. They have reason to celebrate. Despite fierce fighting, Iraqi forces have pushed all the way into Mosul. But talking to the men recently back from the front, fighting inside the city is presenting challenges. Yeah, it's because of the civilians, says one soldier named Qusay al-Jabouri. ISIS is using civilians as human shields. There may be a million people still living inside Mosul, and ISIS launches attacks from civilians' houses. Jabouri says that means it's much more difficult to use airstrikes against the extremists or other heavy weapons. Inside the base's improvised HQ, his commanding officer, General Sharka al-Shuweili, says there's another problem. Narrow city streets. He says we've entered, but our movement slowed down because we have vehicles like tanks. In fact, this is an armored division, so their tanks and Humvees get stuck in the small streets and are easy targets for ISIS. Soldiers and civilians are dying, although the military don't give casualty figures. And another factor. Before the operations began, military and civilian leaders said that people would rise up inside Mosul against ISIS and help the armed forces. I asked the general about that. No, in our area, nothing like that happened, he says. He doesn't seem surprised. These are poor people, he says. About 50,000 people have fled Mosul, and in a camp for the displaced a few miles away, I meet a man who fled that urban fighting recently and only just made it. He won't give his name because he's still afraid of ISIS. He tells me no. People in Mosul can't fight against ISIS, whether they want to or not.
It's hard for us to resist them. We don't have weapons, and we have our children with us.
ISIS fighters know who everyone is and where they live. They would kill the family of any rebels, he says. He agrees the fight inside the city will be tough, but he says while ISIS is brutal and fighting hard, there aren't many of their fighters left alive.
I think their numbers are small, but they try to deceive the security forces by hiding themselves between houses and moving around on motorcycles.
They shoot from one building, then race off and shoot from another to make out there's a lot of them. For the moment, progress remains slow. ISIS is still using car bombs and snipers. But commanders remain optimistic. One counter-terror commander tells me on a recent day his men were only hit by 5 ISIS car bombs. A light day's battle in Mosul. Alice Fordham, NPR News, Northern Iraq.